A Murder on the Appian Way by Stephen Saylor. Dedication. To those who taught me history, beginning with Iva Cockrell, and at the University of Texas, Professors Oliver Radke, M. Gwen Morgan, Richard Graham, and R. David Armstrong. A note on the names and hours of the Roman day. For the names of certain historical figures in these pages, I have used familiar literary forms rather than the more authentic Latin. While their contemporaries never referred to Marcus Antonius as Mark Antony, or to Gnaeus Pompeius Magnus as Pompey the Great, these traditional versions carry such a magic that it seemed merely pedantic to resist them. The ancient Romans did not number their hours as we do, in 12-hour segments before and after midday, but rather beginning at daybreak, so that when a Roman spoke of the first hour of the day, he meant, quite literally, the first hour of daylight. And the first hour of the night was the first hour of darkness. Men were eager to win office, and even employed bribery and assassination to do so. But such was the state of affairs in the city that elections could not be held. With no one in charge, murders occurred practically every day. Dio Cassius, Roman History. The Appian Way, which was made by Appius Claudius Secus and honors his name, extends from Rome to Capua, a journey of 5 days. Its breadth is such that two wagons going in opposite directions can easily pass one another.